This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Why are they burying the results?
The CDC is scared, and this is a dynamite result, and it shows that there is a problem with the MMR vaccine and perhaps the entire vaccination schedule that is specific to African Americans.
Burning. And we're going to follow that with Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads. All the greatest and latest hits here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Welcome, friends. Super Don's in the house. And we're burning down the house. The house is known as the house of the declining Centers for Disease Creation. CDC going down.
House of cards. House of cards burning down.
House of toothpicks. House of whatever. It's coming down, my friends. Why do I say that? Well, the Burn Baby Burn song was appropriate because earlier today, our good friend, the Health Ranger Mike Adams, released another article associated with what? The fact that the journal that published Brian Hooker's reanalyzing of the full data set that the CDC whistleblower Bill Thompson had revealed to him, along with other Freedom of Information Act requests, public requests, things like that, that showed what? There was a significant increase in risk for autism among black boys, African American boys, who were given the MMR shot on time, on schedule, according to the CDC. And that was taken out. That's what we saw with some of the email correspondence and letters that have been leaked thus far to this point from Bill Thompson trying to alert his fellow CDC minions, all the way up to CDC's head at the time, Chicken Little Gerberdink, Julie Gerberdink, who, never met a vaccine she didn't like, and she was rewarded for it by now heading the $5 billion Merck vaccine division. But yet, there were still naysayers, there were still doubters out there. And the CDC and the vaccine industrial complex, the vaccine death cultists, I will call them, desperately trying to figure this thing out. The quackbusters desperately trying. How are we going to shut this down? The thinking moms are not listening to us. We're not getting to them anymore. And they're just very concerned now. So here's what happened. The pressure was brought to bear on the journal that published Brian Hooker's paper. And they've withdrawn, at least for further review, pending that review, because they think that the conclusions of the paper might be a threat to public safety.
Which is the craziest thing. I mean, it verbatim. they've removed it because they believe that its continued availability could cause public harm.
Right.
Really?
What does that mean? Not public harm. Public harm in this means harm to the vaccine industrial complex, harm to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, harm to the CDC, harm to the FDA, harm to Department of Health and Human Services that have convinced millions upon millions of Americans who still sleep at the altar and sacrifice their children at the altar of vaccinology. They would end up being harmed by the pitchforks of the moms. Who was coughing there? Was that you, Super Don, or was that Izzy the dog?
That was not me. That was Board Op Randy. His mic is open.
Oh, dear. Oh, man.
Ooh, board up, right. Foul.
Cough it up, Fuzzball. We got a big story.
Halfway.
We have a big story. Line.
Sorry, yeah. Guys.
No, okay. As long as no one heard him cough, we heard him cough. Sorry about that. This is big. Now, I think he could be in on the conspiracy. Board up, Randy doesn't want us to say this. No, Randy wouldn't do that. What we've got now, it takes it to a whole other level. Today, an official press release edited by CDC whistleblower Bill Thompson's lawyer just released today. We have it tweeted out. It's also on the social networks. I'm going to embed it into the show notes at robertscottbell.com. By the way, the Twitter party continues tonight. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. Capital CDC, lowercase whistleblower, all together. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. Blast everything out that we're doing tonight with that as well. Retweet. And we're going to see if we can take it to number one. Evidently, we got to number two last night in that three-hour time frame. For the next couple of hours here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we will continue that tweeter party. I know I said it wrong. Tweet party.
A tweeter party.
A tweeter party. You know, a tweeter, a woofer, and a tweeter. That used to be speakers. But, yes, we're blasting it out on all levels, all vibrations. Now, what is it that was found in this whistleblower press release? That's where we got to go right now. I thought we were just going to talk about the burning down the house. The Nazis have returned. They're burning the books, right? If you read that study and you come to the same conclusions, or if you're even suspicious, oh, my gosh, the harm that would happen is that you might be less inclined to believe the CDC and vaccinate your children. That's the harm they're talking about. But here we've got it, dead to rights. Now, there's some people, if they see this immediate press release that just came out today, statement of William W. Thompson, Ph.D., regarding the 2004 article examining the possibility of a relationship between MMR vaccine and autism. If they read it all the way through, they get caught up in the minutia of this guy praising and lauding and being grateful for how wonderful vaccines are. Right? Ignore all of that. It's irrelevant. It is absolutely what he has to do, what he would do. He might even believe it. It doesn't matter. What matters is after he says, my name is William Thompson, I am a senior scientist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where I've worked since 1998. The next paragraph is the money paragraph. And I'm going to read it verbatim for you so you understand the seriousness of this admission. That's it. You don't have to go anywhere, any further. Anybody who's an apologist for the CDC is saying, Brian Hooker made it up, Andy Wakefield made it up. No, that's it. Right here. I regret, he starts, that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the journal Pediatrics. Did you hear what he just admitted? They omitted statistically significant information in that article that said there was no link. No worries. Carry on. Nothing to see here. Inject your children. Especially you black kids. We're not going to let you know what's happening there. And I continue now with his direct quote. This is the second paragraph in. The omitted data suggested that African-American males who received the MMR vaccine before age 36 months were at increased risk for autism. Admission number two. Not only did they suppress it, they omitted it, they admit here that indeed what Brian Hooker says in his published article that they now are trying to withdraw because they're afraid it will do public harm is actually the harm to them. They don't care about the harm to African-American males, kids. He continues, decisions were made regarding which findings to report after the data were collected, and I believe that the final study protocol was not followed. They violated the study protocol. All you pinhead, egghead scientismists would go after anybody trying to claim anything legitimate within a study that didn't follow its protocols. Because you're not a real scientist, you didn't follow protocols. Well, it looks like they didn't follow the final study protocols when they removed the data. When they reported on that, they didn't even report on that they removed it. But he acknowledged that. Now, after that, doesn't matter. Nothing matters in that, him praising vaccines because he's going to do it. There's no way he's not. It's irrelevant. Don't worry about it. That paragraph is the nail in the coffin that you need to paste everywhere. Nail it up, thumbtack it up, Velcro it up, whatever you got to do on anybody and everybody that wants to claim otherwise about what has happened here, what has transpired here. William Thompson, senior scientist with the CDC, worked there since 98 and evidently still works there. Again, I'm very concerned for his safety, even though he's made this statement. I'm just glad that we have Barack Obama on the job. You might think, well, that's weird. Why would you say that? Well, because he might become a whistleblower, and you know what Barack Obama thinks about whistleblowers. He'll come to their aid. He'll protect you. In fact, we got him yesterday, right before we went on the air, talking about it. I want to hear. Let's go to the Obama clip right now.
And we're instituting a new culture of accountability. If you engage in unethical practices or cover up a serious problem, you should be and will be fired. And by the way, if you blow the whistle on higher-ups because you've identified a legitimate problem, you shouldn't be punished. You should be protected.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
What? What? Why did she say, why did she yell liar at Obama? Look at that. Was great what he just said.
Well,
what was wrong
I don't
with
know.
That?
Who is in line to get fired at the CDC now?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I think if Bill Thompson didn't do this mea culpa, but he didn't. He admitted it, but then he goes on to say, vaccines, love them, love them, love them. Eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, black kids especially. And Obama comes out and says, hey, we got to protect the whistleblowers. If anybody comes out, we should protect them, praise them, thank them. And then you got the old lady saying
liar!
This.
Liar! Liar!
Well, it turns out that audio clip came from the VA, the Veterans Administration. He was speaking to a group of veterans, and he was speaking specifically about the whistleblower at the VA.
Right.
That blew the whistle on the tragic circumstances that, occurring, the withholding of treatment, the deaths of veterans in the VA system. He was not talking at all about Bill Thompson or anybody at the CDC for being a whistleblower. The question is, Obama, does the same thing apply? Because there will be more. Their conscience is being eaten away if it exists anymore. And if they can't drug themselves out of this life, they might wake up like Bill Thompson did and admit the wrongdoing. Admit the lies, the deceit, and the fraud, the suppression of information, the moving beyond protocol here. Am I making myself clear, Super Don?
Indeed you are, sir. What a day. What a day.
It's
getting better and better.
Yeah. Ty Bollinger is going to join us outside the box Wednesday a little later. We also have Roger Martin back for Grow for Vets. You want to help the vets like we do? We'll talk about that. Also, we're not into violence here. Couples, what can you do together that will induce a lot less of that violence? We'll get to that. But if you want to call in on the CDC scandal, remember, hashtag CDC whistleblower. It's 866-939-2355. Call me now. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I feel like we're broadcasting all day. They say that I'm driving all night, my hands went on the wheel down. That's a radar love, right? We're talking about no love for the CDC loss today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Nor ever. But, I mean, this is a major day, major day. We're going to get to that. But in order to calm us down, it's time for, let's say it's a new update. When we do a cannabis update, you might hear something like this.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, it's a cannabis update, and remember, hashtag CDC whistleblower. Nothing to do with this story, but important nonetheless, because we like to curb violence wherever we can, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But there's a new twist on the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. You know, we did our twist on it to educate folks that there are already cures. We already know the causes. You don't need to throw your money down research rat holes. But who is this guy that did a different kind of challenge? I never would have thought of this.
Yeah, actually, the music there from our cannabis update, our new theme song there, is by a group called Cypress Hill. And this particular guy's name is Be Real.
Be Real. Okay. Do we have an audio clip from his challenge?
He did his ice bucket challenge, a little bit of a twist, and this is what happened.
I know we're going through a drought with water and all that stuff, so we're going to do a little different, but I accept the challenge. Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, Woody Harrelson, you got 24 hours to accept.
I don't think he poured water on his head.
He did not. He actually poured a bucket of marijuana over his head.
Cannabis bucket.
It was a weed bucket challenge.
A weed bucket challenge. That's an interesting twist.
So he called out Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, and Woody Harrelson, who are all medical marijuana, or actually just, I think, marijuana activists. Yeah.
Cannabis cone heads, we call them. Hey, you know, it's an interesting thing because we know that the cannabinoids are beneficial. They're neuroprotective, neuroregenerative, and many other things. So I think that's a very appropriate twist on the challenge that could actually help ALS sufferers. So, yeah.
Probably more than ice water.
I approve. Now, all you married couples out there, if it gets a little heated, a little angry, a little violent, I hope it never does. But a new study is revealed, I think Fox News, this came out just today. It isn't called a peace pipe for nothing, they say. New research backs up what most people would have probably guessed, that married couples who smoke cannabis tend to be less violent than those who don't. And that is especially true when both partners light it up. That's an interesting. Can we call them cannabis couples? Peaceful cannabis couples.
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
Nice.
And listen, I've been upfront about my. I don't like to put any heated anything into my lungs, but I don't, discount the benefit to those who have genuine benefit from it. So that's not my argument. I would rather eat it. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about juicing it, things like that, ways that you're not going to have a psychoactive experience. But recognize that when your body is really flooded, the endocannabinoid system is flooded in some way where the breakdown is not happening of the, what do they call it, anatomine? How do I say it? I can't even think of it now. My mind is still on the CDC whistleblower story.
Are you all excited? You're all excited.
Well, listen, I don't want to talk about anything but that. But again, we have to cover so many stories. If you want us to continue discussing that, you can call in and bring it up. 866-939-2355. 866-939-2355. And I want you to think about this. For those that still think it's a moral quandary, whether you would allow your state to legalize marijuana, cannabis, hemp in this case, because, oh my gosh, people might smoke it recreationally. Where do you stand morally and ethically on the legalization of alcohol? Because that leads to violence. That leads to deadly drunk driving. That leads to addiction and abuse and leads to horrible things for children. And you're talking awful stuff. And so the moral equivalency is just not there, in my opinion. Maybe you differ in your opinion. But I like when we can reduce violence. As I said, if everybody in the district of criminals was smoking weed, we probably have a lot less trouble on the planet because they couldn't be bothered to send troops everywhere for everything and be the world's policemen. They're like, no, man, we're not going there. We're just happy
here. It's funny, Robert. Every time you talk about somebody smoking weed, if they're smoking weed, they suddenly turn Jamaican. How does that happen exactly?
It is, and they weren't even on the top 10 list. Remember
that? Can I try a little bit of that marijuana?
It was Iceland.
Oh, look, I'm now a Rastafarian.
Yeah. I know, but I don't know the Icelandic accent. I don't have beautiful blonde hair and deep blue eyes, so I have to be Jamaican. I am part Jamaican.
And I've got dreadlocks. How'd that happen?
I've been adopted by Jamaican families. It's okay, and I love anything jerk seasoned, awesome. Super spicy, make me sweat. All right, when we come back, we're going to go back to Roger Martin, returning guest, Grow for Vets. We're really going to help the vets out there suffering with PTSD. Roger Martin is doing it well, doing it right. Remember, it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger joins us, and pound, or hashtag, CDC whistleblower.
Hello. What did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, hashtag CDC whistleblower. Keep up the hashtag party on Twitter. Thinking Moms, we love you. We support you. Anything we can do to help. And, of course, all around the world, the CDC scandal is only going to grow with the admission of Senior Research Scientist Bill Thompson, Ph.D., acknowledging it. We've got it now. It's linked up. It's visually. You can click it and read it for yourself. I was not making it up. The admission that the CDC lied. And we're going to talk with Ty Bollinger about that next hour as well. But right now we are going to a returning guest. He's a great guy. I enjoyed speaking with him last time. It was a few months ago, I think. Talking about, you know, we had Obama talking about Veterans Administration and protecting whistleblowers and never letting this thing happen again. I'm thinking, where are the feds on, you know, opening up the floodgates for this plant, this wonderful plant known as cannabis, for our veterans returning with PTSD? Is there just not enough science? What's going on? And returning right now to talk about it and a whole lot more, the good works that he's doing, Grow for Vets. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Roger Martin is back. Roger, welcome.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Well, appreciate what you're doing. I know you've got some updates happening, and we're learning more and more all the time about the science validating the use of cannabis for many things, including, perhaps especially for you, your background in history and why you do what you do, for the vets coming back with the PTSD.
Well, again, you know, I started Operation Grow for Vets, you know, to help these young guys, but ended up helping a lot of old guys like me too, I guess, just as a result. So many of them, you know, that have been involved in one or more, you know, combat tours, have PTSD, TBI. A huge number of them have chronic pain and other issues that, you know, cannabis can help with. I was given OxyContin, was the choice of drug they gave me for my chronic pain. And by October 2010, I was taking 180 milligrams a day of that, along with 20 to 30 milligrams a day of, or night, of Ambien, just to sleep for 1 or 2 hours. So obviously was on a dead-end street with that, which is why I was fortunate enough or blessed enough to actually discover, you know, the benefits of cannabis. So consequently, I haven't had to take those drugs since 2010, almost 4 years now. So, you know, had a dramatic effect on my life, and we're just trying to save, you know, other veterans. 8,000 veterans every year kill themselves, and over 20,000 attempt suicide. So, you know, in addition to that, you know, the stats on prescription drug overdose deaths, you know, one every 19 minutes in the United States. Lots of those people are vets as well. So we're just trying to save some vets is what we're doing.
Well, listen, it's bad enough, and we can get into the politics, but, you know, of sending these soldiers overseas in undeclared unconstitutional conflicts and wars, but we've got to deal with what we've got too right now coming back. And it isn't only a matter, although this may be the one most critical, of not drugging them out of life further from their horrific experiences in a war theater of any kind or a combat zone. How do we not only regain them, but then how does it become more than just palliative? Can we get them to function again? Is there evidence? Have you seen, among the community in which you interact, benefits to the degree that some of these vets that could not function in society could now function, could have a job, could hold down a job, could do the things that they would want to do?
Absolutely, Robert. You know, that's one of the more emotionally rewarding things about, you know, what we're doing is we do get to see, you know, face-to-face a lot of these veterans. More importantly, or just as importantly, you know, we talk to a lot of the family members. People don't realize that when a veteran has PTSD, they're not the only one that has to live that horror. You know, their spouse, their children, their parents, siblings, anyone that's involved in their life has to live that with them. And most veterans have told me that they feel that their family has had to go through a tougher time because of their PTSD than the actual vet did. In addition to that, I get to talk to people that know these veterans who are not veterans or not in the military, and so many of them have told me, you know, I've known this guy for a year or 2 years, and the change is just unbelievable, you know, that cannabis has made in their lives. So, again, very emotionally rewarding, you know, when we hear those kind of stories, especially when people tell it to us face-to-face.
Yeah, I'm pleased to hear you're confirming it with your very eyes here. Again, the Operation Grow for Vets that you're doing. Tell me again a little more, for those that didn't hear our previous interview, about what this is. This isn't just growing the plant to give to vets. I mean, does it also involve finding out how we can get the vets involved in a burgeoning new industry, perhaps, that they can actually contribute and benefit by simultaneously?
Absolutely. We coordinate with people that employ people in the industry, and more we're finding that they're going with veterans. Veterans are very disciplined. They have that military discipline. So there's certainly a lot of jobs available in security, for example, in the industry. In addition to that, because they're usually pretty disciplined, they're good at almost any job. They're reliable employees, so that's been great too. So we do have veterans that have been placed, and in addition to, we don't grow really. We do like experimental grows to come up with higher CBD strains and things of that nature. Most of the cannabis that we distribute free to veterans is actually provided to us on a donation basis, not just by veterans, but by all kinds of, people and businesses. Businesses give us edibles and, topical products and all kinds of things to pass along free to our veterans. We've also started now just recently, because it's good to know what you're putting in your body. In Colorado, you may not be aware, in May, the Med Board, which is the organization that or governmental group that handles all the marijuana in Colorado, told the state licensed laboratories here that they could no longer test for anybody or any company that was not licensed by the state. So that left all these veterans out in the cold. It left all the citizens of Colorado really out in the cold. But what caught my attention were parents who were growing their own cannabis, converting it into oil that they could give to their young children, for example, who have epilepsy, had no clue what was in their cannabis. So we were blessed to have someone donate some of the equipment to us. We acquired the rest of it, had our people trained, and now we provide free testing of cannabis for veterans and also for the parents of seriously ill children. So that's something we just started this week.
Beautiful. Hey, Supernaut, I don't want to not include you in this. I mean, you're as passionate about this as anybody and are so grateful for the work that Roger Martin is doing there. I just want you to chime in with a question, comment, or whatever to give your perspective on what you're seeing and hearing. I mean, this makes my heart happy that this is happening, and he's not gone from months ago. You never know where these things go, but it looks like Roger's succeeding here.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on in Colorado right now, ever since they passed the legislation there and got things going. And this particular organization is just, like you said, I mean, you read the story, you look at the mission statement, you look at the story, behind what got Roger involved and everything like that. And it's just, Roger, my hat's off to you. I mean, you are out there doing, you're walking the walk, and doing something that is very necessary, especially in light of this study that just came out where, 25% reduction in deaths from painkiller overdoses. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are out there, you are saving lives, and, very much respect what it is you're doing, and thank you.
Well, thank you, Don, because people like you and Robert helping to spread the word, I mean, that's the main thing. We can try to do what we want to do, but, without guys like you, putting the word out, I mean, we'd be doing, just treading water. But, yeah, that study you're talking about that was published in JAMA a couple days ago, very, very exciting, showing that states that have medical marijuana laws have significantly less number of drug overdose deaths than all of the other states. And the average was 25%. I read a little more of the study. Some of them were up in the 30s. Some of them were less than 25, obviously, since the average was 25. But the point is it's statistically significant, and hopefully it's studies like this that are going to, spur the federal government to stop blocking research. And I'm sure you're aware too that the federal government has a patent on the medical benefits of marijuana. So that's what they say out of one side of their mouth, and the other side of their mouth they say it's a Schedule I drug. So go figure that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if anybody is schizophrenic, because they'll say, "Oh, use that pot stuff too much, you go schizophrenic." It's like the government already is. Are you kidding me? And the people who are arguing against it already are, based on the fact that is what you just said. They hold patent on it, yet they claim it has no benefit at all. What is that?
Exactly.
How do you redefine that? So I want to ask you, I imagine in Colorado, Roger, you've been pretty well received, but you're probably wanting to go beyond just that state. Has there been any, let's say, I say blowback, but, you know, if people fighting or resisting what you're doing? I'd say it's hard to do, but I'm sure somebody will try and find a way.
Well, I'm sure someone will. I mean, I keep waiting for that to happen. I guess I don't dwell on it, but, you know, since we went public in May, I mean, we've been very blessed to have, you know, nothing but positive support. We do have people that are inquiring about opening chapters of Operation Grow for Vets in other states, and that's mm-hmm. something that we're working pretty diligently on, because obviously we do want to help as many veterans wherever they're at as we can. You know, the one thing that handcuffs us a little bit, obviously, is that at this point we cannot transport anything cannabis-related across state lines without breaking federal law. So, you know, we're hoping that sooner rather than later, you know, that's going to change, because now when we open up individual chapters, all of the cannabis has to come from that state to be distributed free to, right. you know, free to the veterans. Just one other thing, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention quickly that we're getting
Real
ready
quick.
To launch it. You're the first one I'll tell about it, actually, because it's not happening until next week, but we've actually, because of the generosity of people donating shake and trim to us, which is what we really need, is any kind of plant matter that we can turn into the oil, we're going to be able next month to start a program where initially we will take 100 veterans and get able to supply them with the daily dose.
Did you get them the oil they need? God bless you, Roger. Thank you for everybody supporting it. Grow4vets.org. It's linked up in the show notes. We got to go. We got lots more to do. Roger, thank you so much.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Whistleblower, the hashtag party. So yeah, it's the bust up the CDC party. It is the admission of wrongdoing today, big time, big news. And look for it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen for it, I should say. You'll see Natural News will be covering it all over the new media. When will the old media be shamed into covering this story? I have it on good authority that Fox News is also being made aware of this. Producers behind the scenes there. We'll see if they come out and do the right thing. But in the meantime, eat them, eat them. Here they are. This is a Dr. Seuss segment, Super Don. Is that where we're going?
Is that what that was?
Green eggs and Spam. What yeah. the heck are you making me do? Oh, don't judge them by their shells. See, this is the thing about being prejudiced against certain colors of eggs, is it not? This is a moral fable it's that a, you're getting
this
into?
This is the racist segment, yes.
No, Al Sharpton
is on the line. Reverend Sharpton. No.
No, listen, are white eggs better than brown eggs or better than... And that's the interesting
listen,
here.
The average person would probably say, and I'm just going out on a limb here, that brown eggs are healthier than white eggs.
That's true, see? And so in this case, somebody could be an eggist and think that. But the reality is there's not... Well, first, we got to define our terms here. If you're talking about factory-farmed eggs, I don't care whether they're green, yellow, red, blue, brown, or white. They ain't going to be good for eating. But if we're talking... the organically fed chickens, the free grazing chickens, they're not eating GMO corn chickens. Then you got a question. Are the brown ones better or the white ones better? So and it turns out, you want to answer this? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in reading this article, anybody who knows if it's organic, free range, it's going to be better. Yeah. The brown eggs, I think, have a tendency to be more organic, free range than the white eggs. I could be wrong in that, but I got to tell you what, the thing that got me on this story. Yeah. Was that they were explaining that white feathered chickens with white earlobes lay white eggs. Okay. And I was sitting there going, wait a minute, chickens have earlobes? I had no idea.
Did you know
chickens have earlobes?
All the rage. I think it was in that video with the guy dumping cannabis on his head. He had chickens with earrings on.
I don't know. And then apparently red or brown ones with red earlobes lay brown eggs. I had no idea chickens had earlobes. Do they have lips, too? I just...
So the bottom line here is it depends on what the chickens are eating as to what the nutritional quality of the eggs are, no matter what the color of the shell. Okay, we've solved that problem now. And Super Don got to talk about earlobes on chickens. He's happy.
Chickens didn't have earlobes. That's
all. But what do you eat your eggs with if you live in Vietnam? The latest delicacy is free range. You'll be happy to know. I don't know what they're eating, though. They're free range.
Free range. It's good.
Are they vegan? I don't know, and I doubt it. Free range rats, all the rage in Vietnam. The latest delicacy. Why, oh, why, Super Don, am I covering this story?
Because
what?
It's crazy. I don't know. Free range rats. Apparently in Vietnam, this is the new delicacy.
Yeah.
And I guess free rat. Listen, if you're going to eat rat, I guess you'd want to eat free range rat.
They're definitely not vegan, and people are coming far and wide to buy them. According to the article, they like the big fat ones.
They're better than the GMO ones, I guess, right?
I would hope so. All right, now, with that, with what little dignity I have left, we're going to go to a very quick, what is it? I don't know, actually. You know, I probably need to find out what it is because I'm going to press play right now.
Stalling.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, a quick question of the day here before we go to Ty Bollinger and we go outside the box because it is Wednesday. This is so fast, and it relates to Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSB. He says, we mentioned Argentin 23 in a section, and it's sold only to healthcare professionals. How can we order it for our families? Thanks, Christopher. Well, Christopher, you also know we do mention the bioactive silver hydrosol. We also mention the sovereign silver in the book, which is available everywhere. But I think we interviewed him at the Healing Revolution Summit, and he has ANOVA. If you look up ANOVA, A-N-O-V-A.
Awesome car. That is a totally awesome car.
Not ANOVA. No. ANOVA Health. ANOVA Health. And Frank Charles. And they have practitioners on staff, so they're willing to work with you if you really want the Argentin 23, the professional grade. Most of the things you can use, the Sovereign Silver at 10 ppm, you'll be fine. You never have to go any more than that. That's how strong and potent that is, even at 10. But if you need to feel like you want to, you don't have a doctor that's working with you, look up ANOVA Health, Dr. Frank Charles. He'll help you out, okay? And that was the fastest ever question today. We've got a big one next hour we'll talk about with Ty Bollinger. And it looks like we may have upset another listener, Super Don.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he mentions you by name, too. So it's not just me, buddy.
No.
Yeah, you guilt by association. Hey, you know guilt by admission? Hashtag CDC whistleblower. Check it out. Join the Twitter party. We got to keep it rocking on for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and protecting the kids. Not like Hillary Clinton would do it, but the way we do it. Keep them safe from government officials and official stories. In the meantime, tell your friends the God's honest truth. We'll be right back because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.